Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
My name is Steve Sexton. We have a wonderful show for you today. We're going to be talking to you, but we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun that relates to money, so you can have a healthier, happier relationship with money. And what a show we have for you today. Our first guest, we have John Eickhoff. He's the CEO of Hoffman Associates. John's a farmer. He's a tax reductions expert. He's helped more than 1,000 farmers reduce taxes on the sale of their produce, farm, equipment, businesses, and he's done it nationally, okay? He's going to talk about how the frustration he had with his tax professionals propelled him into this new business. I mean, just put him in the forefront of it, okay? And you know what? After that, we're going to spend a little time with you. We're going to talk to you about such topics of extending our discussion that I had with Aron Servai, the CEO of IDSEAL, which is one of the top identity theft protection companies in the country. I'm going to be talking to you about scams that are happening today, what you can do about it, where you can go read about it, and how you can protect the ones you love. I'm going to be talking to you about how to avoid that debt hangover that you might have come January 15th after you spent on all the Christmas gifts. Now, how do we deal with that? Next, I'm going to be talking to you in 2021 about, hey, some side hustles that you can do that can generate you extra money over and above what you make on your 9-to-5 job. For a lot of people that are sitting at home, this might make a big difference in their life because some of them, they can just do in their extra time and they can make considerable money. Next, I'm going to start talking about 2021 New Year's resolutions, but we're not going to talk about weight loss or getting in better shape or doing something to the house. We're going to talk about the New Year's financial resolutions because we talk about everything under the sun as it relates to money. And one of the best ways to give you, enable you to have a healthier, happier relationship with money is by just flat out giving you some resolutions that you might want to consider. I've got 5 of them. You're going to love them. So with that, I want to go ahead and get started. One of the biggest things I want to start with here is I want to talk about scams. If you're watching us right now on Facebook Live, I'm going to put up this check. You see this check right here? It went to one of my clients, okay? And it was a $5,900 check. And I want to read the letter that he received. Now, I want to make sure you know, my client I'm talking about, he's 82 years old, okay? And this letter comes from the North American Lottery Incorporated. We're pleased to inform you that you're one of the winners in the second category of our International General Market Survey drawn held August 20th, 2019. By the way, the letter came in March of 2020, okay? Therefore, we've acknowledged receiving the lottery office, your entry slip attached to your name with serial number and the lucky winning numbers, okay? It says they're entitled to $350,000 to be paid by certified check, and we'll deliver it to you by our special courier company. Enclosed is a check in the amount of $5,900, which has been deducted from your winnings. The purpose of this check is to enable you to pay for taxes, insurance, shipping, and handling on your winnings. Note, the balance of your prize-winning check will be $344,100, okay? And it says, you're advised to call your claims agent, Ross Hopkins. They have a number to begin the claims process. It has a special note here. It says, do not act on this letter until you call and speak with your claims agent. So, for kicks and giggles, we called. My client came into the office because, you know what, he's heard about people receiving these before, and quite frankly, $350,000, he just wanted to make sure it's real or not. So, we called Ross Hopkins. Ross went, oh, congratulations, you won. Says, I need to validate your address. Could you give me your address? Your name again, please. Great. And then he started going into what is going to occur with this. He goes, well, what we like to do is we like to have a prize van come to your house and deliver the check. So you received a check for $5,900. It's for the taxes, the insurance, for the delivery, the shipping, and so on of your check. Now, we have some fees that go along with that. And for your account, that's $4,897. So what we need you to do is deposit the check into your account, get a cashier's check for that $4,797, and you're going to want to overnight that to us to our New York address. Okay. Turns out the New York office is actually a P.O. box. Okay. And the check's made out to the North American Lottery. Okay. So basically, hey, they think, oh my gosh, you know what? If it's not real, I'm still up $1,000, because that's what they're thinking. And here's the reality of it, folks. We did one step after that I didn't tell you about. We actually called the bank. The name of this bank is the First Third Bank, and it's a cashier's check. So we called the bank, and you know what the bank said? They said, I'm sorry, we don't have a cashier's check with the check number that you gave us. In fact, the account number that's provided here doesn't exist for our bank, which means it's not real. So what this scam does is it gets people to think they're safe, won something, they're going to get a big check, so they might as well take the risk of getting a cashier's check and sending it to them, okay? This is false, folks. It happens all the time. All you have to do is go to the Publisher's Clearinghouse website and put Publisher Hearing Clearinghouse scams, and they'll list them all for you. In fact, if you get one from Publisher's Clearinghouse or any other lottery agency, I recommend that you call them directly. Ask them, hey, is this real or is this not real? So that way you know what's going on. Make sense? Okay. So let's talk about some other scams that are happening. One of the big things that's happening with COVID-19 in the pandemic, people are luring victims into investment scams, okay, that are like Ponzi schemes, fake CD schemes, bogus stock promotions, and community-based financial scams, okay? So in a Ponzi scheme, fraudsters use money from new investors to pay existing investors. What appears to be a return on your investment is actually money from other investors who have been swindled. Look out for these hallmarks of Ponzi schemes. The first hallmark is a guaranteed high investment return. Basically, what they're doing is they're promising high investment returns, often accompanied by guarantees of little or no risk. In a classic sign of a Ponzi scheme, every investment has risk. And the potential for high risk usually comes with potential for high returns usually comes with high risk. So if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Okay. Unlicensed and unregistered sellers. Most Ponzi schemes involve individuals or firms that are not licensed or registered. You should verify which a seller is currently registered or licensed. Now you can do this by going to investors.gov. If you're in the state, you can go to, say, for example, if it's California, it's called the California Department of Insurance or the Michigan Department of Insurance. If you're in England, you know what? You can go to the insurance regulators for England or the securities regulators for England. You can find out if somebody actually has a license to do these things, okay? Now, one of the other factors that comes out is the overly consistent returns. Investment values tend to fluctuate over time. We all know that. Be skeptical of an investment that generates steady, positive returns regardless of market conditions. This was a classic sign what happened with Bernie Madoff. Now, if you remember, he'd be running this massive Ponzi scheme with big, gigantic companies, and he basically kept, you know, telling people that they were falsifying statements. They were actually showing rates of return that are higher than what their bonds are actually offering or that were humanly possible, and people just ate it up because they didn't know better, okay? Again, consistency is scary, especially when you have something of risk, all right? Now, I will say this. I've been a victim of these things in the past, and if I had focused on these three items, I wouldn't have lost my money. And you know what? You hear this tale happen way too many times. I just want to say, watch out for it. Now, don't fall for fake CDs. during periods of market volatility, many investors more likely to seek financial products with fixed rate returns such as CDs. Hey, it's understandable, okay? Online investments sometimes direct investors to spoof websites that mimic actual websites of financial institutions. These spoof websites may be setting up fake CDs. The website might, have URL addresses similar to those of legitimate firms. Websites are using legitimate sounding names. Look out for the following. You want to look out for these following claims that people could make or the statements to identify whether a website is selling maybe a spoof. Basically, what they're doing is they're offering high interest rates with no penalties for early withdrawal. In fact, I saw this statement in the newspaper, and they talk about brokered CDs. 6-month CD at 2.5%, okay? If you look at Bankrate, or if you source all the insurance companies, or if you source savings loans and credit unions rates, you know what you're going to find? The average CD rate for 6 months, doesn't matter what the deposit is about 0.1, and they're offering 2.5. So you know something's up there. They're either bringing you in to give you offer other financial products, or they're putting money there to get you an opportunity to get at your money to sell other financial products, or it's not real, okay? The other thing is, they're only promoting only CDs and no other financial products. You know what? They usually come at banks. And you know what? We're going to move on to the next segment, so stick with us. You know what? We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
I want to welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. I want to thank you for joining us. And again, I just can't say enough how much love people are showing us. Our viewers are growing, our followers are growing on a weekly basis. We're seeing more and more people that see value in what we offer, the statements. So, you know what? I just want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your fans, family, associates know about the show. All the replays are available on www.savingwithsteve.us. That's www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and living a life of financial and personal freedom. Also, follow us on Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. Join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club at savingwithsteve.us, at savingwithsteve.us. To get all your replays and exclusive access to our after-show videos, guest gifts to take your life to the next level. So I want to thank you again for joining us all. So you know what? Let's talk about our second segment here. One of the things that happens during this holiday season is we find out that we buy Christmas gifts. We buy gifts, Hanukkah gifts, Christmas gifts, whatever the case may be, whatever it is for your family, you're buying gifts. And the National Retail Federation says, hey, we're going to spend right along $998 on gifts this holiday season. And you know what? A lot of that's going to go on credit cards. Now, one of the things that I found, and I've spoke to many people over the years, and they make it simple and easy just to put things on a credit card and move on. The problem is, somebody wakes up on January 15th and they start opening up their bills and they see their credit card balance have gone up. And you know what? We're going to talk a little later about a New Year's resolution to reduce debt, but I want to give you some helpful tips about how we can go about reducing, controlling our holiday spending and that debt hangover that might show up on January 15th, and hopefully you can avoid it. So the first tip is this: understand exactly who you're going to buy for. Okay. This year is a little bit different, but at the end of the day, figure out who you're going to buy for. If it's mom and dad, brother, sister, in-laws, cousins, grand cousins, nieces and nephews, grandkids, list them all by name. Okay. And you say, hey, you know what? I've got 20 people I got to buy for. And then you take a look at your budget and say, hey, I have $1,000, $1,500, $500, $300, whatever the amount is, write that amount down. Once you've written that amount down, then what you want to do is go back to the people that you've got to buy for and start figuring out exactly how much you plan to spend. Couple things to keep in mind. If they live out of town, okay, you've got wrapping, shipping, and postage cost. So add that into the amount you spend. I've seen far too many people say, you know what, I never stick with my budget. And I said, how comes that? And they said, well, I have 13 people that live out of state that I ship to, and it's usually anywhere from $5 to $20 to ship to them. And because of that, they're spending anywhere from $200 to $300 extra on shipping. So calculate that in so you don't go over your budget. The second thing is pay for it in cash. Take the cash out of the bank, put it in envelopes for each one of them, and once it's spent, mark it off the list. Why am I saying once it's spent, mark it off the list? Well, sometimes guilt gets to us. For example, and you know what? My family's a biggie with this one. I have a lovely wife. I love her very, very, very much. But you know what? Sometimes she feels she doesn't do enough for somebody. And you know what? She'll get this lovely little box and she'll think, hey, you know what? I got this lovely little box and they've got this wonderful necklace for, you know, my daughter, and I have to do something equally nice for my son. So my son doesn't care about necklaces, watches, or anything like that. He likes games, or he likes clothes, sweatshirts, and stuff like that. So my wife will have this big sweatshirt box and this little necklace box. And my wife will go, you know what? That's just not enough. It's not big enough, or there's not enough there to compensate for this. So you know what? I'm going to go get her a couple of her things, all right? And what she ends up doing is spending a few extra dollars on my daughter. People do this all the time. It's called holiday gifting guilt. You don't think by virtue of size that you're giving enough. Cut it out. You know what? You've set it aside, buy the gift, mark them off, and move on. You know what? Don't worry about your guilt, because you're going to have a wonderful holiday season and they're going to love and appreciate the gift you provided them. End of story. Next, let's take a look at how we can go about getting some great deals when it comes to shopping, because we still have a button. We have some time. Now, some people buy gifts after Christmas because they want to take advantage of those post-Christmas gifts. Great. Okay. So one of the things you can do is start looking at the apps or websites for each of the places you want to shop, whether it be Best Buy, Target, Macy's, whatever the case may be. You want to take a look at all of them. You might even want to subscribe to their Facebook page, because that's where they're going to show up with the deals. And once they show up with those deals, make sure you have your budget there, okay, and know what you're going to buy, and go look for those gifts, those discount codes that go along with the coupons. Put them in there. You're going to be able to save some money. Next, when we start buying our gifts, it's important that we get them done early. Why? Because a lot of times there's free shipping, so you don't have to pay for it. Two, many websites want to encourage you to get the free gift giving. Now, one of the other things you can do is this. You can buy the item online if you have one of the credit cards. If you've grown points there, you can use those points to buy those gifts, which means you don't have to put it on the credit card and it doesn't come out of your dollars. Now, in our family, we like to take a look at the credit cards we use for business, and it grows up in points. Great. Okay. At the end of the year, for all of our family members that live out of town, we usually get them a gift card because we don't see them all the time, so they don't quite know what they need. And a lot of times it costs more to ship, so we find the gift card within the limit that we plan to pay, and we have a number wonderful card that goes along with that, and we mail it to them far in advance of Christmas so they could receive that. Or, you know what, for some of those people that were looking to buy gifts for the following year, we'll go ahead and get it when the special deals are coming. Now, this is just a few things you can do for the debt hangover. Now, if you've got to use credit cards, make sure you use the ones that provide a, how do I put it, reward points. Okay, so maybe you can build those reward points up and use them the next time you go shopping. Now, if you hit January 15th, you're looking at your credit card statement, you're going, gosh, I've got too much debt here. What do I do? Here's how we go about doing it. You list all the credit card debt, all the credit cards. List the balance, list the payment date, list the minimum payment, and here you have it. Now, some people say, hey, I want to go after the one that I have to pay the highest interest at and get rid of that first. Or I like to go with the momentum phase, and I think the best momentum comes by taking care of the smallest balance. So what we do is we focus on making the minimum payment on all the credit card debts. Okay, and then with the one with the smallest balance, you pay as much as you can afford to. Okay, so if you owe $1,000 and your minimum payment's like $30, but you can pay a couple hundred, you can have it paid off in 5 months. Now, at the end of that 5 or 6 months that you have it paid off on, you can take that other $200 and add it to the minimum payment of the next one. And then what you do is you add what you're paying there to the next one, and so on and so on. And it allows you to continue to pay on those credit cards, but pay them off. You know what? A lot of times you can get them paid off quicker than you think, but once you get there, you could be in a position where it maintains it. The other thing is this. A lot of times people are in a tough budget, especially nowadays. And how do we go about finding the money to spend or pay down those credit cards if we're at our budget's end at the end of the month? Perfect thing to do here is this. List all your debts, all the payments you make, everything you spend on. I mean, get down to the dirty details here. Make a list. Dining out. If I'm going to Starbucks or getting coffee, if I'm going to In-N-Out Burger, McDonald's, or anything else out for dinner, out for lunch, write it down. Write them down all the time. If you're going to get snacks at the store, write it down. The next thing, all the food you're buying for the house. Clothes. Any additional things that you purchase, equipment, and so on and so forth. Then you want to get into what is my gas, electric, cable bill, cell phone bill, you know what, breaking down my auto insurance, my homeowner's insurance, the taxes I pay on my property, everything. Write it all down. Figure out what your monthly budget is. And then you want to start taking a look at those items and say, okay, where can I reduce and eliminate things? So what I'm saying is you can find money and you want to keep finding money. If you haven't considered refinancing your mortgage to a lower rate, it would be a great time. Many of my clients have been in positions where they have refinanced their mortgages. So you want to look at all the different ways you can reduce and eliminate costs in order to make sure you can create an emergency saving or pay off these debts. And once you've paid off those debts, you can redirect those money to travel, to saving for retirement, the whole shot. I hope you got some good information out of this section. I want to take a break right now. We got to pay some bills, and we'll look forward to seeing you shortly.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, I want to welcome you to the Saving with Steve show. My name is Steve Sexton. We have a wonderful show for you today. You know what? I just want to take a moment and thank all of our viewers, our friends that are watching the show, and just say hey, thank you to our partners that are helping us with the show. If you really like the show and you feel it's worthwhile, all the repays are available on savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories, helpful information, insights, you know what? You can always go to the Saving with Steve. I encourage you to subscribe to YouTube so you never miss a show. You can check out a few of our affiliates, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York, and E360 TV, as well as Las Vegas TV Network. Also, these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and living a life of financial and professional freedom. Again, if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, that would be wonderful. During our show today, we have John Eickhoff. Now, John's special, because what you don't know about John is he's a farmer. Okay, he was a farmer for 30 years. One of those situations where, you know what, they needed to sell some land, buy some land, and you know what, they couldn't find anything to help them reduce and eliminate the taxes. And in fact, they worked with a number of CPAs and tax attorneys that didn't have anything. So he took his time to figure out how that worked. And you know what, he's been able to do some wonderful things for people who are buying or selling a property, a farm. And you know what, as we get close to the end of the year, you might be in this situation where you're looking at, hey, I just got $1 million in capital gains, and you know what? I'm going to pay $380,000 to, you know, the federal, state, and federal taxes, and you want to find a way to reduce that, eliminate that, or defer that. That's what we have John here on for. Now, in addition to that, we have Craig Sullivan. Craig is a tax specialist. He's a tax attorney, and he's got some great opportunities for people that are listening to lower and eliminate their taxes, whether they're here in the United States or around the world. So we want to talk about some ins and outs of money. We're here with John Eickhoff. So John, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You know, the reality is you're just one of those people who, you know what, hey, you might have sold the farm 30 years ago, but you got told too many times by CPAs that won't work. So you went and found out what would work. And you did your own research on the tax code, and you know what? You've helped a lot of people sell farms. So one of the things that was really interesting to me is I had an opportunity to talk to one of the farmers, and it was really interesting because, you know what? He was looking at selling his, I'll just say it's a business. It's a farm, but it could be a business anywhere across the United States. He was looking at, hey, I want to sell this to my kids. You know what? I want to sell this to my kids. Okay. But the kids didn't want it. They didn't want to work on the farm. But, you know, and you probably hear this from kids across the country. Hey, I don't want to work in your business, Dad. And they're saying, okay, I can't do it that way. So I'm going to have to sell this farm. And, you know, when I do this, I'm looking at, you know, a $1.8, $1.9 million in taxes. And you know what? What you did is you said, hey, look, let me show you how this process works, and let's reduce those taxes down to, or fees or cost, down to about $277,000. And as opposed to the farmer getting less than $2 million, now they're almost getting $3.5 million on a business that sold for almost $4 million, which is a tremendous savings. And you know what? I think that's something that's really interesting, whether somebody's selling something small or large, it doesn't matter. It's just that they need to know there's an opportunity out there. And I want to thank you for joining us to share your knowledge here, John. And I just, you know what, I'd like to know how you go about doing stuff like that for people.
Well, thank you, Steve. Do you want me to tell them how we got started with this?
I would love for you to tell them how you got started.
Again, thank you for the opportunity, Steve. I grew up in eastern Iowa over by Davenport. My folks farm, we farm today. But what happened to my folks is kind of what you had said, Steve. The city started taking their ground for housing developments. So the first couple of farms, my dad did the 1031s where we made the trades because that's all we were told that we could do. Well, on the third farm, because you've got time restraints on those like-kind exchanges, my dad was selling on ground that he didn't want. But it was either that or pay the taxes. Well, if you'd have known my dad and you mentioned the word taxes, he just come unglued. So every day it rained at my dad's place, he and I are on the phone calling anybody that would talk to us. Steve, we found out how you can sell any kind of an asset, livestock, grain, equipment, stocks, land, business, banks, it doesn't matter what it is, and have the taxes either eliminated or deferred, and the seller gets the cash. We're not money managers. So we bought several of the neighbors' farms because we needed more ground because they had the same problem that we did. Well, 33 years later, it's turned into a large business. We do this all over the country. The IRS knows who I am. We advertise for this nationally. There's nothing done under the table or behind the IRS's back. It's all done up front. The attorneys and the accountants that work with us, they're not employees. They are independent contractors that have taken the time to validate who we are and what we do. We still kind of do business the old-fashioned way a little bit. We try and meet everybody. It's gotten harder because of the volume of business. We sit down, we go through everything with you. We put the numbers together. We even give you people that you can talk to that have done these things. And they will tell you that their advisors knew nothing about this because we built the designs. They are mine. They will also tell you that they are not in jail. The money is exactly as I said it's going to be. Well, some people, you know, and the spouse can sleep at night. The money was exactly as I said it was. And a lot of those folks have done business with us on an annual basis. It was never intended to get turned into a business. We just had to figure out how to buy the neighbors' farms. Well, 33 years later, we do this all over the country, and it's been a lot of fun helping people. So yeah. That's kind of what I've got started.
Now, John, I know there's people that are listening right now going, hey, I would love to sell my business and save money or on taxes. What's your website address there, John?
It's HoffmanAssociates.com. But the best thing to do is just to have them call you, Steve, and then
What's your phone number there? They don't need to call the show. What's your phone number, John?
954-459-7013.
Okay, great. No. So here's one of the things I wanted to chat with you. I've talked to a number of people, because you know I've helped people do advanced tax planning in the past. And I've talked to a number of people, and they're always kind of surprised that, you know what, their CPA doesn't know the strategy, hasn't seen the strategy, hasn't heard of the strategy before. And you know what? I find that when you have this conversation with people, they begin to start to realize certain things, especially when they find somebody else with more knowledge. And what I mean by that is, you know what, you look at a CPA who's considered one of the most trusted advisors out there, but most of them are specific because they handle, hey, they do your tax return. They're very good at making sure the numbers go in the right boxes and they filled it out legally and all that kind of stuff. And you know this because they ask you little questions like, hey, how much were your deductions for this and this and this? You know, did you redo the windows? Did you give to charities and so on? But they're recording what happened last year as opposed to looking at, hey, what's going to happen in the future? There's very few that look at that. And you know what? There's, 7 million tax codes? So nobody knows them all. And that's why you look at people and say, hey, how many, what specific tax codes? And I don't want you to go through those because that'll just put people to sleep. But, you know what? What you're really saying is you have advisors that are specifically specialists in this area, the tax attorneys and the CPAs you work with.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And day in and day out, Steve.
Perfect. Now, so tell me about some of the things that people could do with the structures. I mean, do you use charitable structures? Do you use just specific? For example, I know there's one that you can defer things with.
Yeah, we have three different designs based upon the client's needs and wants. Mm-hmm. They are all rooted in tax code. there isn't one tax code that allows the process to take place. It's a combination of the tax codes put together like a recipe. The first design basically would allow the client to eliminate all the taxes on the sale, and it doesn't matter what kind of a sale it is. All the taxes go away forever. The capital gains, the depreciation recapture, the income tax, the blue sky, all of those taxes are gone forever. The client will receive the money. It will come back tax-free to the client for them to invest that money however they wish. The second design, it's a little bit different structure. A lot of it do with the preparation of the planning before the structure is implemented. On this particular design, the taxes on this design are deferred for 30 years with a no interest, zero loan from the. This law was put into effect over 100 years ago. But if you don't design exit strategies, you're not going to know about these things. So basically what happens on this is that the clients receive the money at closing or maybe a day after closing. They can invest that money wherever they see fit. The taxes are still due, Steve, but they're deferred for 30 years. Now, why is this so powerful? It's really very simple. It's the time value of money. The money the government would have taken from you on what you'd have to pay for those taxes, you and your family get to keep that money. You can invest that money wherever you wish. Pay the taxes 30 years from now with discounted dollars. So once you put the numbers together, it makes it very, very simple and everything can be validated. In fact, the government actually likes this design because two reasons. One, the money from the sale proceeds are going back into the economy today. Two, the government is willing to wait for the tax money because they're going to get it anyway. Isn't that what an IRA is? You're putting money into something today and paying taxes years from now with discounted dollars. It's the same concept. We just incorporated that into the sale of assets. The third design is basically what we came up with again, because as the size of my folks' estate was getting larger and larger, all we were getting basically from the advisors were band-aids. They would work, but they weren't fixing the problem. They told us to do some gifting, some discounting, set up some LLCs and buy some life insurance. Not that any of that is wrong. It's not what my life insurance is the last thing my dad wanted to buy. So we developed a program. The program is basically designed to fortify the family unit and to minimize risk that happens to families. And the risk can be lawsuits, judgments, nursing homes, creditors, divorces. It allows the family to continue to grow for the good of the family. Mm-hmm. It just so happens because of that, some phenomenal tax benefits come along with that. And basically, there's quite a few of them, but the main ones are that once this structure is implemented, the estate taxes go away forever. They're gone. And because there are no estate taxes, there's no reason to buy life insurance unless you have a specific for the life insurance. Most of our clients, Steve, want to take those premium proceeds and buy more income-producing assets for the good of the family. Mm-hmm. Inside the structure, any of the assets that are sold, and it's up to the discretion of mom and dad who set the structure up, there are no capital gains taxes. There is no depreciation recapture. There's no 1031 required. Mom and dad are in control of that. So the asset goes out. The cash comes back in to be managed by mom and dad. Any of the income that's generated by those assets that are in the structure, there's no tax on the money. The only taxes that mom and dad would pay are money that they pulled out of the structure for their own personal use. This is basically legacy planning for multi-generations. This is how wealth transfers so effectively. So those are the three basic designs. There's some offshoots of that, but those are the three main things that apply to most of the families we work with.
John, I want to thank you because I was just, I just got a note from somebody or a little text here and I wanted to just go over this because they were, you know, watching this and they said, yeah, John helped me. We sold our farm for $5.4 million, which obviously a big size farm. And you know what? We were going to pay about $1.3 million in taxes, which means we only would have netted right around $4 million. But after they did the planning, they ended up netting $5 million instead of $4 million, and the planning saved them $1 million. And they're just flat out excited. And they said, hey, he tells all his friends about you. So I just want to let you know, I was surprised they actually got something while we're on air. I want to thank you for being with us. And now, could you tell us that website and the phone number again? So if somebody wants to get in contact, you can.
It's HoffmanAssociatesLLC.com, and the phone number is 954-459-7013.
John, I want to thank you for being with us today. I appreciate you taking the time because I know you're a busy man. I know you're in Florida, and it's a few hours of time distance there. Again, we appreciate you being with us. I hope everybody sticks with us. We have a great second half of the show. We're going to pay some bills and do some advertising right now. We'll be back soon. Thank you.
Steve, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. Now, all you got to do is say goodbye and you're good, okay?
Bye-bye, Steve.
Bye.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello and welcome back. My name is Steve Sexton and this is the Saving with Steve show. I want to thank you for being with us today. We're coming up to the end of the year. We've talked, about scams that are happening that you need to be aware of. One of the biggest things about the scams that are happening is this. There are a lot of unsuspecting people that have grown their whole life trusting people. And we know these are mostly our parents. You know what? My folks are in their 80s. Many of my clients' folks are in their 80s, and many of my clients are in their 80s and late 70s. They grew up with the door open, the house open, inviting friends over, the whole shot. And you know what? They've been doing that for decades, and they're used to helping people because that's the way they grew up. Problem is, scammers are taking advantage of them. So look out for the ones you love, because you know what? It could make a big difference, not only their life, but your life. You know what? I think that's really, really big. Secondly, we had two wonderful segments right up front about scams. Then we talked about the holiday debt reduction here. We don't want a hangover after the year, but if we have one, now you have a plan to deal with it. Next, let's just talk about some of those things you could do as a side hustle that could impact your life, make you some more money, help you to pay off some of those debts, start saving, or, you know what, might even create a new career for you. So what I'd like to do is just talk about a few side hustles. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, hey, change your whole 9-to-5 job here, okay? What I'm doing is I'm talking about things you can do that will bring extra money into the household. And, you know, and talking to many of my younger clients, in fact, I was talking to one just a couple days ago. In fact, she was overseas. She's actually in England, in fact. We were having a Zoom call, and I think it was wonderful because she was trying to figure out a couple years ago what she was going to do because she's at home with three kids. And you know what? She was trying to figure out what she can do to bring extra money into the household. The COVID thing had some issues this year. And you know what? We started talking about some things that she could do, okay? And this was really very interesting, and it was a little scary for her, but I encouraged her to do a research and, you know, to, you know, go do those things. So what I asked her to do is I said, I want you to go to this website. It's called Survey Junkie, okay? Now, you want to make sure you're on the right one, but you can earn anywhere from 50 to or more for surveys, you know, in U.S., Canada, or England, okay? There are about 9 million people that are on this site.
they are looking for somebody with some specific skills. So if you're a housewife, you might have the experience of the housewife, and every time they have one of those come up, you can earn $50 for taking a live survey. Okay, so that's one way. Now, others who have specific backgrounds, you know what, I know a number of people who are married, they've got degrees, they have advanced degrees, and you know what, they're taking care of the kids because that's the way they structured in their life, right? Now, there's a group called Online Proofreading, but they also have other things there where you can earn almost as much as $300 an hour taking part in research studies, okay? Basically, it's respondents in an online platform that collects you to paid studies, which you can be in form of online surveys or videos. You know what? You just want to go check it out and see how it fits. The key here is this. You're not going to pay any money to be involved with this. If you have the requisite skills or background, you're going to be able to do that. Okay, they're going to select you for that survey, for that research, and you can make a significant amount of money providing you have the skills. You just have to make sure that everybody understands exactly what you can do. Now, one of the other things that people are doing, it's called online proofreading. Some people are getting paid, you know what, as much as $40,000 a year correcting grammar errors online, typos, okay? This is something I need because I have those issues, because if you ever received an email from me, you know, one of my issues when I worked overseas and developed businesses, I spoke into a dictaphone and somebody would type up the letters and then they would get faxed over to me and I'd sign off on them okay. So for almost 10 years, I didn't have to write anything. I just dictated, somebody else did. So I had to learn how to write again, and I still have some typos and all that kind of stuff. But as a proofreader, you're going to get to correct punctuation, spelling mistakes of ebooks, blog posts, email newsletters, cookbooks, and other online content. Now, you want to go to Proofread Anywhere? You're going to see a wonderful story about a lady who started doing it, helps other people do this. But you know what? Could you imagine making an extra $20,000 or $30,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 extra pounds on an annual basis just by doing proofreading and correcting somebody else's errors? That's not bad. Whether you live here in the States, Canada, or the UK, these are available. Again, you want to go off to Proofread Anywhere. That's the website. Source these. But again, make sure everything's correct. Make sure everything's on the up and up. And again, you know what? You're not paying for anything. You're signing up because they're using your talent. Okay, so make sure you don't pay for a cent. Now, other things, online tutoring for primary school kids. Okay, you can make anywhere from $14 to $22 an hour tutoring people on, you know, anything from English, math, science, physics. One of my son's friends in college actually did this, and what he does is he goes on Zoom, meets the kids, and tutors them in physics and mathematics, like calculus and things like that. He's an engineering student. Very smart, good with kids, people love him. And you know what? He's making about $20 an hour every time he tutors one of the kids. Now, what you want to do is go to VIPKid.com, all right? There's other services. Again, you shouldn't be paying for a darn thing here. If you have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree and you have the requisite skills and the aptitude to teach somebody and work with a child, hey, you can make another $14 to $22 an hour. These are not bad for stay-at-home moms, somebody who has the skills and the ability to make income because they've lost their job. So you want to think of those things. I want to say thanks again for joining us. I want to send out my special thanks and, you know, identify my network partners, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, all the wonderful radio stations that play our show between Florida and the East Coast all the way out here to KCBQ out on the West Coast in San Diego, in Long Beach. Again, thank you so much. We're on Drive Times every single Monday at 6. So follow us there. Follow us here. I just want to say thank you so much. And if you want replays, they're available at www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that's at Saving with Steve Sexton. Go to our Facebook page at Saving with Steve Sexton. And you know what? Go to the website for helpful tips. You're going to see more white papers on there, more resources for you to help you have a happier, healthier relationship with money. Now, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to be right back. So don't run away.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello and welcome back to Saving with Steve. I want to thank you all again for joining us. Again, if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, just go to Saving with Steve Sexton Incliners Club, or go to savingwithsteve.us to get all our replays, exclusive access to our after the show videos, guest gifts, and more. You know, our whole goal is to empower you to solve problems, uplift your spirits, live a life of financial and personal freedom right here on savingwithsteve.us. The last segment I want to talk about today is a big segment. We're coming close here to the end of the year. It's a wonderful time to start talking about New Year's resolutions. I think it's key that we focus on having the best 2021 that we've ever had. Now, you know what? We're about making sure you have a happier, healthier relationship with money. So I'm not going to talk about weight loss, fitness, hair growth, or, you know, eating habits or anything like that. What I am going to talk about is financial resolutions for 2021. And I've got five of them. Okay. Now I want to make sure you understand, you know what, you don't have to do them all at once. That's okay. All right. The key here is this, and you might want to separate this segment from all the others, because you know what, you can keep coming back to it. Hey, I got this one done, got that one done, got that one done. Now I'm on firm footing for 2021. So first one is you want to create a budget. I call it a life budget, okay? It's real simple. Hey, cash in, cash out, okay? How much are you missing? How much you're saving? If you are saving, you're going to see your net worth increase every single year, okay? The biggest thing about creating a budget, and I agree with Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad Poor Dad author, you want to make sure you pay yourself first. So you can have at minimum a high level budget. You have to have three things: how much money you bring into the household after tax, how much are you spending, and how much are you saving. If you're not sure where your money is, start listing all the money that you're saving, all the money that you're spending, how much you're getting in, and you want to track your spending. You can use online spreadsheets such as Excel or budgeting tools. Use it for a 30-day period because that'll help you with where your budget is. Determine how much money you need to cover your fixed expenses, such as your mortgage and other living expenses. How much you're putting away from your goals, okay? For retirement, a good rule of thumb, if you're 20 years old, is 10 to 15% of your monthly pre-taxed income. So that's $10,000 you make monthly, $1,500 would be a good amount. If you're in your 30s, you know what? Add 10% to that. If you're in your 40s, add another 10% to that, okay? Once you've committed to an amount, it's really important that you find a way to save automatically. Now, if you're in a 401k, hey, you just designate it, let it go, forget about it, make sure you have the right allocation, okay? Saving is a lot easier when you're paying yourself first and you have it on automatic. That means if you have a single IRA, IRA, whatever, make sure you got it done. Calculate your personal net worth annually. Watch where it's going, okay? This is simple. How much do you own and how much do you owe? The difference is, guess what? Here it is, how much you're worth. And years when the market goes down, guess what? You know what? It'll go down, but that's okay. You just want to consistently see it rise over time. If you're retired, you want to have an income plan. If you're not sitting with a financial advisor and you're retired that has a detailed written income plan, go find one that will, okay? Because you need to make sure that regardless of whatever happens, that your net worth or your money lasts as long as necessary to support you. Last thing you ever want is to go to the doctors and he says, hey, you got 5 more years to go and you got 2 years worth of money left, okay? You also want to project the cost of essential big items. So if you are not retired, you have big expenses that are near term, okay? First of all, you don't want to be putting in the stock market to save for them if they're gonna, you're going to need the money in a year. So when it comes to college funds, start putting money away. Do it now. Kids have got 18 years before they go off to college. So keep putting away. Even if it's a few hundred dollars a month, that'll build up over time. If you're saving for a car, a roof, or something else, set aside a specific account to put those funds in there. Act like they're already spent, because that way you won't spend them. Use short-term certificates. It's not designed to make a bunch of money. It's designed to save the money and make sure it's there for you, okay? If you're retired, investing your living expenses more conservatively. Let's think about that. So when you're retired, if you have Social Security or pension, you have those two things together, or one, and you say, hey, what is my gap for retirement? Okay. The money you're going to spend each year, you don't want to have it risk in the market because then you're putting your income at risk. Set aside that money each and every year and have it paid out to you on a monthly basis so you can have the money you need to live your life. Makes it much easier. You have that money invested in short-term bonds or laddered CDs or laddered bonds, fixed income allocations. The other thing is prepare for emergencies. If you aren't retired, I suggest an emergency fund. Save anywhere from 3 to 6 months of your of what you need on a monthly basis to live your life. You know, in the last year, that was really very important because a lot of people survived or are still trying to survive on the money they had saved in an emergency fund. If you don't have an emergency fund and you're like 50% of the country, I recommend you find ways to reduce your expenses and start putting money towards an emergency fund. Once you get 3 to 6 months in there, start redirecting the money you saved to things that are important to you. The second resolution is managing your debt. Debt is neither inherently good or bad. It's simply a tool. Most people need to take on debt in order to buy a home. That's fine. You're paying for an asset. Okay. However, problems arise when you start, you know, your debt takes control of you. Okay. You want to keep your total debt manageable. Don't confuse what you can borrow with what you should borrow. A good rule of thumb on a home: your mortgage payment, your taxes, your insurance should be below 28% of your pre-tax income. When you add in your car payments and your credit cards, it should be below 36% of your pre-tax income. Because you got to remember, you're still saving for retirement and you got to pay for those other items. Now, eliminate high-cost, non-deductible consumer debt, okay? So that means if you've got car debt, okay, that's a depreciating asset, get rid of it as soon as possible. If you got credit card debt, you're better off earning an interest than paying an interest. So make sure that you're finding ways to reduce or eliminate those expenses. If you have to get into a consumer loan, okay, a personal loan, like for 5 years, you just want to make sure you don't continue on with the spending problem because it's just going to compound the issues. Okay, when you're looking at, I've got clients that are looking to move out of the state and they're, you know, they just bought a house or looking to refinance, we recommend that they refinance with a 5-year or 7-year ARM, especially if they're looking to move in 2 to 3 or 4 years. Okay. Why? Because you're going to pay less interest. You'll still get the equity, but you'll be able to save money and put it away. Third resolution is optimize your portfolio. Focus first and foremost on your overall investment mix. That means how much do you have at risk, how much you have in predictable income investments that are not correlated to the market, and how much do you have in safety? Is that a 30-30-30? Do you want more in the market? Whatever it is, you want to have a target asset allocation. Second thing, diversify. Diversification is key. With that, I want to thank you all for joining us today on Saving with Steve. I want to thank all of our network partners, such as UK Health Radio, BBS Talk Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV, as well as all the radio stations that are showing, playing our show from Florida to California each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. Y'all have a wonderful day. This is Steve with Saving with Steve signing off.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Save with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.